No, that's it. We're going.
Okay.
Is this my headphones?
Good. Turn my headphones up. You know what? I am going to want something to drink. I'll be right back.
Yeah, right? Hello, Internet. This is the way it begins. Not with a bang, but with a, I'm going to go get a drink. I'll be right back.
Good morning, Nick.
No.
Fucking roll us in.
Try again on Thursday.
Just roll us in.
Hello, hello, and welcome. This is a Gaiden.
Boom! Yeah, so as I said on the... Oh, gross.
Oh, wait, it's almost gone. Hang on.
It's a Dunkin' Donuts latte.
Yeah!
Can crush. Wow. There's your can crush.
Hey, that was for Howard Johnson. That's Howard Johnson's can crush.
My favorite can crush I ever saw was like just this tiny girl that was just like, here's your can crush for home stocks. And she just pulls out a 2-liter bottle of Mountain Dew and just starts chugging it. And just like every moment, like every once in a while, just taking her face off of it to breathe and say, yeah, it's for your home stock. Home stock, this one's for you. Home stock. It was pretty fantastic. There's your can crush.
Okay. Okay.
As I said on the top of the recording that you're not hearing, because now we're here recording, it's been a complicated weekend here at the studios, and so we are convening in an emergency Monday recording session hello, hello, and welcome. And this is not a normal episode, so if you're a first-time listener, this isn't what it's normally like, but it's probably pretty close.
I mean, you could probably say like a third of the time it's like this.
The voices we're putting on, we don't usually get into them until... later on, at least, but we're going into this a little fatigued.
Let me tell you a story.
Go for it.
About Spelunky. It's a short story.
I can tell you a story about Spelunky, too.
Spelunky 4-player? Not that great.
No.
With the caveat, like, if people are actually trying to play. I bet if you had, like, 3 people constantly trying to kill each other, it'd be pretty great.
Because then one guy could just play Spelunky?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you actually want to win at Spelunky... it's so much easier when you're by yourself.
2 people, I think, working like in tandem, I think could be better than 1 person.
It would not be bad.
Just in the sense of item juggling. There's a lot of times when I'm like, okay, got to drop off the lady. Okay, want to get this idol too. Okay, but I still want to have a shotgun when I leave this level. Okay, I just wasted a rope trying to get all those things.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We learned... you can pick up your other members while they're still alive.
Yeah.
We got a big old 4-stack going on.
Oh, fuckaroo.
The person in front can still whip, but hits the third person back because of the way you kind of whip behind your head. So for a little while, we were working in teams of 2, and then just everyone died. Because it was late.
Okay.
We had a big... because we had played a lot of Burnout Crash Party.
Okay.
Good. Crash Party is still fantastic, by the way.
Can I tell you a Spelunky story?
Tell me a Spelunky story, Ryan.
The other day, I had, like, the most fantastic run. Like, before it ended, I had gotten myself into the ice caves, like, starting fresh, like, starting at square zero.
Fantastic.
And, like, I think I had, like, 6 hearts and, like, double digits bombs and ropes, just, like, jeez, fully loaded.
Yeah.
Spring shoes and spike shoes and climbing gloves and the blood skull thing.
That's what it's all about. Wait, blood skull?
Yeah, the one you get from the Kali shrines.
Oh.
If you give her, if you give them enough, I thought you told me about this.
I knew about a blood gauntlet, blood chalice, not some sort of blood skull.
It's made from a skull.
Not the one I got.
It's clearly skull-shaped.
Not the one I got.
Anyway, you get this skull cup that lets you collect blood droplets?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
Okay.
So I was just, like, stomping on yetis, because you can kill them with the spike shoes, and, like, stomping on elephants, because you can kill those with the spike shoes, and collecting all the blood, and being awesome.
Yeah.
And then I got to the end of the ice caves, and it was like, it feels like the 4th of July. And I'm like, alright, fuck you, alien motherfuckers.
Yep.
And then I went in there and immediately died.
Yeah.
Because there's little alien tanks that shoot bombs at you, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
But I got my shortcut to the ice caves almost done. I just need to bring him a fucking shotgun now.
Yeah.
You tunnel guy.
Yeah, tunnel guy's pretty terrible. Terrible.
Let's see. I drank all the water. Cat, are you scared of this? Don't jump up on my junk. There's some kind of weird Japanese superstition that you can keep cats away from a thing by putting water bottles around it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like,
I bet it doesn't work.
No. Like, I forget what show I saw it in, but it's like you'll see like crazy hoarders and stuff, and people who just have like garbage in their backyards because they're fucking crazy people.
Yeah.
And they put up like just a phalanx of half-empty water bottles to try to ward cats away.
Maybe cats is actually, like, the closest translation, and it's actually, like physical form demon cat ghosts?
Maybe. It might be physical form demon cat ghosts.
There was something great.
Go on.
The tournament.
Tell me something great.
The tournament that, the tournament that I'm in, they were talking about the way that they chose the matchups for the first round.
Okay.
By the way, I'm in the first round.
Nice.
That's good.
Doesn't everyone get in the first round?
No.
That's before eliminations start happening.
No, because we were looking for like 32 contestants.
You made it through pool play.
And
you're saying here.
We were looking for 32 and we only got 24, so they cut it down to 16.
Oh, gosh.
So I made it through that. I made it through, like, the flat judgment cuts.
Why couldn't 24 work?
Oh.
That's dumb.
Because it's one-on-one.
Yeah, but it's 24. That's still...
I don't know.
Okay. Whatever.
Probably because the amount they cut out were actually all kind of really shitty.
Oh.
Like, they tried. They really tried, but it was a different level.
Okay.
I feel kind of sorry for those dudes. At the same time, I'm kind of glad because they won't get crushed.
They're just kids. They're still working on their craft.
Yeah. There was
I mean, everybody's still working on their craft.
There was one person in their reference sheet who was like, you are not allowed to kill this character.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of had to, nobody was really sad to get. There's one character who made it in who is a Yeti who doesn't know anything about the Scarlet Gem. He's just like, this mountain is my home. It's been my home for years.
Is he someone's fan Yeti?
No, I think
it's just... back to fucking demolishing this horse?
No, I think it's just like a regular old Yeti, except he's got one square eye. But then, like, after a while, he's just like, now everybody's coming to find something. And he just runs outside of his cave and starts screaming, get the fuck off my lawn!
Tournaments, huh?
Yeah. So that's cool.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks. I gotta do that, and I gotta do Tonka, and I gotta catch up on some comics, and I gotta do
Tonka?
Tonka Dairy Volume 3.
Oh, you're in that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been working with them. I gotta get the roughs of the pages in by the end of the month.
Okay.
Which isn't bad, because a rough, like, I should be able to knock out, I think it's like gonna be like 6 pages, I can knock out that many roughs in 3 days or less. And the script's already pretty much out. I just got to tweak a little bit so that way it doesn't completely subvert what the theme of the book is supposed to be.
Hmm.
But as long as I can do that, you know, completely fix it, then I'll be set.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. No, that is good. Getting your name out.
Mm-hmm. Did an art trade with Zeronin.
Oh, yeah?
His character Pudding.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was really cute.
Yeah. I like how that one came out, and then I looked at it again, and I thought it was shit.
Really?
The shapes and things, the coloring is still something I should play around with more.
Because I thought that was really great.
Thank you.
I know it's probably not the highest praise to you to say it looked atypical of your style, and I thought it was really great, but that's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Can't stop me.
I'll just take that.
Deal with it.
I'll take the hit, and then tap 3 for a lightning bolt. Man, we set up this bonfire that was like 4 feet across and 4 feet high this week, and
fun times.
Like, we were just sitting there, keep throwing more things on the fire because we had a lot of wood to burn. After I moved all of it off of the fire pit, like a pile 3 times my size, had to move off the pile fire pit, and then we burned like half of it.
Jesus.
Wait,
did you just pile it up and then look at it and go, "Oh no, that's too much"?
No, like. Because, like, it was, like, after, like, the last big storm we had when all the branches had been knocked down.
Oh,
and they were just
yeah.
like, oh, we'll just start piling this stuff at the fire pit, and then we'll burn it later. And then they piled up so much that you couldn't see the fire pit. And, like, we had to cut
Dumbos.
It. I had moved the entire thing, and then we ran the lawnmower over it so that way we could actually find the rocks, and then trimmed it.
Wait.
And then Not over the fire pit, just over the area.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like...
Like, the fire pit's like 4 feet across, and this pile was about 12 feet across.
The way you said it, it's like, yeah, we piled all that shit up, and then we ran the lawnmower over it, and it just mulched it.
And just went, nah, 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 nah.
We have an adamantine lawnmower.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But yeah, so we were having this fire, and we were hanging out with this dude, and he was talking about his adventures in LARPing.
Oh, Christ.
It was pretty neat. You're talking
like,
about...
like boffer LARPing or like vampire LARPing?
Like boffer LARPing.
Okay.
Like
okay.
The time he played an orc and he had like seep touch. So he would just go around and just kept putting dudes to sleep and then picked up all the elves and ran off with them.
What the fuck? Seep touch.
They actually sound like interesting tales and like fun times.
What was the group out in? There was a LARP group that I kind of interacted with. Fringely out in Oswego. What were they called? They seemed really rad. This is just a terrible non-tangent. This is a thing that I don't know enough about to talk about.
We also played some Pathfinder. That was fun.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, Pathfinder's fun.
They got the whole thing online.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
Played a half-orc alchemist.
Okay.
It was
okay.
Great. I took bombs and more bombs, and okay. I spent all of my money on alchemist fires. And then I disintegrated, like, 12 cultists.
Did you tell them to behold the fireworks of Dr. Sid?
No, I did not. I said, what? Because I basically put all of my skills in Intimidate and the rest in Bombs.
Okay.
It worked out pretty well, actually.
Yeah. How many eyes did this guy have?
He was only, like, half-orcs, so still the two.
On the other hand... was only one of his ears pointy because the other one had been, like, blown clean to his skull.
No. Well, the backstory was that, like he was sick of the like, uncivilized ways of the regular orc tribes, and he was looking for, like, more civility.
Okay.
And, like, so he became an alchemist, and, like, his intelligence is his highest thing. So he's, you know, on a quest to sort of become better and improvement, and he's interested in sciences and all
is
these
things.
Is this,
like, a Pathfinder Society thing? Like, is he part
no.
of the... Oh, okay.
This is just something I rolled up. And then the idea was... like, he's actually looking for, like, new, like, interesting alchemical things, but he ends up just keep making better bombs, just by accident.
Okay.
So we had a fight. We also had a dude who was a summoner, and he had an Edelion named Olga.
Okay.
It was actually, and he also had a manservant with a flintlock.
Okay.
That was pretty great. I have a picture of the... the Edelion, which I could probably post.
An Edelion? There's some way to pronounce
Edelion?
That right, but I don't know what it is.
I don't know either, but I knew just to try and create some confusion, if my name came up, I named myself Edward Lion. It's like, unfortunately, nobody asked me what my name was till the end. No,
oh,
so,
yeah?
No, there was one dude who was just like, hey, do you happen to be a half-orc? And I was just like, listen, if it makes you feel better, you can call me Eddie.
So what, up to that point, they would just refer to you as, like, the big guy that smells like powder?
Yeah, basically. Listen, there was a lot of cultists going on. There was some sort of dactyl that we were fighting.
Dactyl?
Possibly a pterodactyl.
Possibly a pterodactyl.
He was coming out of a big rip in space-time that the cultists were forming, and every time we attacked near it, we had to make a will check. A couple of times we failed it and ended up hitting each other. So I lit one of the other party members' arms on fire. So that was neat.
Just the arms?
Yeah, because I whiffed
okay.
on him. Well, I thought I hit the dude. Turns out I didn't.
A whiff of grape shot?
A whiff of alchemy fire. You're not supposed to like just stick your nose over it. You're just supposed to like sort of waft
it
towards
yeah,
you. Yeah.
I learned that once.
What else happened
if
there?
If you put your nose over like really concentrated ammonia, it will bleed.
Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. Chemicals, man. Harsh. I like Robot Wars. Robot Wars are fucking harsh. It's true.
Oh, man. It was hell. It was hell.
Robots replacing regular babies with robot babies. We all know what happened next.
The end. Right.
Always combing. Combing. Combing!
Hooks for feet!
ice. Made of wood.
Oh, God.
Hansen. They went along with that like fucking troopers.
Yeah. It's great when you watch like the uncut interviews that they did for that show, because some of them are just completely... Like, the one with David Cross and Bob Odenkirk.
I bet they don't even give a fuck.
Well, because they were doing completely different jokes that they cut up into better jokes.
Ha!
Like, there was never any truth told on that interview. It was just jokes into jokes into jokes, and then they made a paste out of it. Space Ghost.
A paste?
A paste.
A joke paste?
A paste of edits.
Okay.
And animation.
Nick, can we talk about a couple video games, maybe? I feel like we've just been...
Do you got something for the Hype League? Because I got something for the Hype League.
I do, but can, like...
What video game you want to talk about?
I've been playing Saints Row.
Yeah? I guess we got the, like, Steam Summer Sale going on.
Yeah. I bought Saints Row, and that was dope. Like, all of Civilization that's available on Steam was on sale for, like, $20, and it made me super salty.
Because
it was, like, original value, like, $140, and I was just like, okay.
That's why I don't like buying stuff on Steam anymore, because as soon as I buy it, they put it on sale for even less.
Yep.
Even when I've bought stuff for, like, $5.
So that made me pretty fucking saline. But I got Saints Row. That game's fucking dope.
Yeah, no, it's great. Did you meet the Luchador dude yet?
I met, like, some random luchador dude that they want me to assassinate, and, like, saw the other, like, the main luchador dude one time in a cutscene. He was posing.
Yeah.
I found a Gatmobile. You ever find a Gatmobile?
I feel like I did at one point, yeah.
It's like a van with a giant fiberglass Johnny Gat's face on the front that breathes fire.
It's really good.
It barely fits in the penthouse garage. It always scrapes the ceiling on the way out.
Oh, God, that whole game. Have you hacked anything yet?
No.
You should.
I know that I have run into Deckers.
Yep.
Like.
Oh, God. That whole game is so good.
Like, the gangs in that game. It's just like, okay, there's, like, the dudes in red, and they're bad because they hate you. And then also, like, cyberpunk dudes and luchadors.
Yep.
Deal with it.
And they're all in cahoots. Cahoots is a great word for the relationships in that game. I think nobody is not in cahoots. Like, there's no love interest, there's no, like, mentors or anything. No, everybody's just in cahoots.
What voice did you use when you played?
Zombie.
Oh, fuck you.
What? I regret nothing.
Okay.
The only
Jason Statham voice is pretty good.
The only thing that was bad about Zombie, was the fact that you completely miss out on a joke about Pierce playing chess the whole time, like, for more than half of the game. So, you just... He sounds completely disinterested because, like, he's playing chess. So he's just like, yeah, Meanwhile, zombie voice is just going on and on, and you have no idea what he's talking about. So it's just like, yeah, right on it, boss.
Yeah, zombie. You also miss out on anything that your guy might have said throughout the entire game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
Okay.
I mean, there was the part where there was a tiger, and I feel like I did not miss on anything by that by having the zombie voice.
Okay.
If anything, a zombie screaming is just great. It just makes him sound like he has even less an idea of what's going on.
You missed the part where, like, they just sing. Where they just ride around and sing Sublime.
No, that's... Because, like, zombie voice is not, like, a completely randomized thing. So, there was zombie subliming.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So... I don't know what you think I'm missing out on.
You're missing out on Jason Statham voice.
Because Jason Statham voice singing Sublime.
It's pretty great because he was really bad at it.
Yeah.
Like, just...
There's no one who's good at it.
Okay.
Let's start with that conceit. This is why this is a joke.
Just saying too many words. Yeah. Just saying too many words and then trying to catch up on the rhythm.
Yep.
It was great. That game's good. You want to know another thing I was playing that might blow your mind a little bit?
Sure.
Monster Hunter Dynamic Hunting for the iOS.
Yeah.
You familiar with that?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, it came out a while ago. It's pretty good.
Cool. Is it just like a Monster Hunter game?
Yeah. It's different. Like, visually, there's health bars and shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, touching controls, so it's also different. And there's not a lot of, like, going around maps and stuff. They kind of just drop you in front of a monster and say, hey, fight it.
That's cool.
But at the same time, like, it's not, like, super watered down. Like, it's still pretty aggressive towards you and somewhat
good.
Unforgiving.
Good.
Like, the combat system is basically like, okay, you can tap to do, like, basic combo attacks. And then if you hold, like, if you tap with two fingers, you'll block. And if you swipe with two fingers, you'll evade. And if you swipe with one finger, you'll do, like, these power attacks. But you only get them after evading an attack. And when you get hit, you lose, like, all of them.
Huh. It sounds all right.
Yeah.
Like, it very much just sort of compresses it into the idea of the dance of the
fight.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's a game that tells you you need them moves like Yagi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, right. If you've hunted, like, it's on a timer. Like, it's sort of like a, almost like a score attack game. Just with all, like, the Monster Hunter crafting and stuff behind it. It's pretty dope. It's got co-op.
Oh, all right, so I'll get it.
It's $5.
Nah, I won't get it.
Okay.
I just picked up, you remember that, like, Hero Academy thing?
Yeah, I heard about that.
There's a different version now. It's called Outwitters. You probably heard about it on the Besties.
That's not, I haven't listened to the most recent one, actually.
The most recent one is great because they have a replacement, and then there are voices.
Yeah, I think I listened to, like, the first 10 minutes of that for some reason and then stopped. Like, not because I don't like that or anything. I just don't know. I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah. You should give it a listen. It's pretty good. And, like, now that they're doing only, like, 3 games a week, they're getting pretty short.
I don't mind it. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind it long either.
Though,
like, I thought 4 was, like, the perfect thing, but they don't know what rules are.
Yeah,
I'm really interested to see what happens when they get down to the end of the year and they have their Hall of Fame, and it just their system breaks the rest of the way.
Yeah,
like, the only reason it works is because they're pretending it's going to work later on.
Eventually, they're just going to get to the end and just like, okay, which of these 40 games is the best?
Well, SSX lets you keep your dad alive as a ghost.
Yeah, ghost dad.
Yeah, Outwitters is cool because it's like Hero Academy, but it's like Hexagon, and you get to do like it's more deterministic.
Okay,
so that's super cool. Playing Matching with Friends from the makers of Words and Hanging and Scramble with Friends.
What's that?
It is a color matching game. Basically, like you remember Columns, where you get like the like 3 gems in a piece in a straight line, and they're different colors, and you're trying to line up like 3 of the same color in like crosses or like in any sort of adjacent.
I know about Match 3 games.
Okay, so it's kind of like that, and it's just like you get this board, and there are multipliers on it, like x2 and x3, and you just put your pieces down, and then when you line up like 3 or more adjacent to each other, they pop, and you get a score. And that's basically it, but then it becomes, there's also like a power thing, you have a power color. It's kind of like a power animal, but it's just a color. So if you match with that, it doubles the score.
Trump suit.
And then it all stacks. So, like, if you can get a big enough chain that covers the x3 and the x2 and it's in your color, it'll double the score, then triple the score, and then double it again. And it's, like, 5 points for each tile in that chain.
So you're saying it's, like, Connect 4, Match 3, Othello.
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually, like, really, really good.
God damn.
And, like, I just started playing with random dudes online, and it's...
Randos!
It's great. Like, I think maybe I've lost once, but it's, like, really, really, really good. But it's also, like, I kind of just explained the entire thing, so at this point you just got to go play it to get more of it.
Okay. Is it free?
Yes.
Okay.
So you should get that. We should... Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell was the other thing...
I could say something, speaking of randos.
Well, speaking of Monster Hunter first.
Okay.
I did get us, like, 2 more Monster Hunters now.
What?
While I was away for the week, I helped 2 more players get their PSPs ready for the Monster Hunter action.
Oh, yeah?
In vague terms.
Are they people who, like, I'll be able to play Monster Hunter with at some point?
Well, Caitlin's brother and the other one, no.
Tell him to get Wii's. Joel asked me if I wanted to play some Try the other day, and I was like, shit, yeah, but I'm in the middle of doing a bunch of stuff. And then I came back, and she's like, I'm watching Black Butler. And I'm like, you're a goddamn pedophile.
Yeah. Seems like it was sort of an interesting week for a bunch of people. interesting weekend, something. Yeah, I don't know. I hunted like my first Nargacuga.
Yeah.
We hunted a whole bunch of Ludraughts.
That's not your first Nargacuga.
Solo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm on the final tier of solo quests.
Oh, dang.
So next thing I'm doing is like I'm going to make T-Grex armor.
T-Grex armor is dope.
Because it's got hear protect and fucking psychic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's got like make you hungry more, right?
Yeah.
You can get rid of that.
Listen, Cap, that's my secret. I'm always hungry. And then he just eats that whole flying worm thing. Just
what?
Unhinges his jaw.
What?
Dude, you saw the Avengers?
No, I didn't.
No?
No.
So there's this part where the Hulk flips a bitch.
Okay.
And it's fantastic.
The Avengers isn't in theaters anymore, right?
It's okay. Go on Tumblr. You can see the entire thing in GIF form.
Mostly I just see, like, GIFs of Robert Downey Jr. reacting to GIFs of, like, Captain America boxing, but you only see, like, his butt gyrating.
Yep. That was a very poignant scene.
Okay.
Really thematic to the whole core of the movie.
Okay.
I mean, I think there are numerous role-playing groups now entitled The Avengers.
Man, the other day, like, I was on Twitter,
yeah.
And, like, I started seeing tweets from an Iron Man roleplay account, and I'm just like, I never followed this. What are you? What's going on here? Who are... Why happen?
People like to roleplay, man.
It's like, I don't know if that's just someone I followed who, like, underwent some kind of massive identity change. It was just like, I'm Robert Downey Jr. now.
That would be great, actually. Oh, my God. What else happened? No, well, you were going to say something.
Oh, I've been playing a lot of fucking mono battles and stuff in StarCraft.
Oh, yeah?
I've actually been laddering a bit, and, like, I felt like I was on the cusp of, like, breaking into gold, and then it started matching me up with, like, platinum players, and I'm just like, what the fuck? This sucks? Because, like, just getting stomped is, you know, disheartening, but then I have to look and be like, okay, but also the matchmaking system decided to, you know, just see how I would do against this guy, so I guess that's progress. But I still got stomped. But I also just been playing mono battles with randos, and that's pretty fun.
StarCraft. Listen, I haven't been playing mono battles, but I have a really good reason.
Yeah.
And this was my entry into the Hype League for this week.
Okay. Transitioning.
I've played Shoot Mania.
What?
And it is good.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Tell me about Shoot Mania.
It's fucking fantastic. It's like Trackmania, but with shoots.
Are you crazy?
I'm crazy.
Do you want to shoot?
So badly.
Tell me about Shoot Mania.
Okay, so it's great because you can tell that they still haven't. And I don't know like if they still haven't or if they're just not going to. But like I looked at the control and it was like you know, move, WASD, jump, shoot, horn, give up, retry.
Really?
Your player model, the menu for that is still vehicles.
Okay.
Everything else is as it has been. You pick your flag, you pick your regions, you pick your...
So this is built directly...
Yes.
...out of the Trackmania UI and everything.
Yes.
It's the same, like...
It is, well, I didn't play Trackmania 2, but okay. I would believe that, like...
Is it, like, the same engine as Trackmania 2 or something? Like, I remember hearing some ridiculous bullshit like that.
Yes.
What the fuck?
Like, I will show you later, but... When you see the editor, when you see the menus, when you see the way that you, like, it feels good.
Yeah.
It feels kind of like Quake 3. Okay, so you know, you remember how there's only one gun, but there's, like, two different weapons from what we could tell?
Yeah, yeah, it's location-based, right?
There are three different weapons.
What?
Okay, so...
There's lightning, rocket,
there are certain platforms that you stand on, which are just sniper-like nests.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're standing on those... and it's cool, because I kind of built them to be sort of like one-way things, which is actually really neat. And I've been playing around with the map editor more than I've actually been playing it, because... you remember how Cube kind of sucked?
No, I never played it.
No?
No.
Not perhaps Sauerbraten?
Also, oh, that cube.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the quick extrusion of boxes.
No, not like that. No, like Cube, the first-person game engine. Okay, so that sucked balls, and this is fantastic because it's a Trackmania editor.
Hey, Cube was all right.
Sauerbraten. It was unfriendly. This one is just great. Like, So the other weapon now that I've discovered, which I think is the third and final weapon, is when you're indoors.
Okay.
Like, they have a lot of pieces that create sort of cave systems, and you can work underground. Whenever you go underground, it changes your weapon to, like, this slow-move, sticky, sticks-to-walls grenade launcher. Also, you can't jump. It changes it so that you can't... Like, that's the other thing. It changes what your alt-fire is, because by default, it's jump. When you're on a sniper post, you zoom in, and when you're underground, you just get, like, a forward speed boost.
What?
Yeah. It's really weird, but it's also kind of neat, because it means that you can create, like, fast-travel caves.
Weird.
It's weird, but it's fantastic. Like, I kind of wish there were more parts, but I'm sure there's a lot of things I'm doing with the parts that are not as clever as they could be.
Tell me about game mode stuff, because I've seen the game mode that's, like, 3-on-1 asymmetric point defense thing.
I wish I could, but I have not been able to play the multiplayer yet.
What?
Because I don't know what's wrong. When I was playing it on my laptop, every time I went into, like, the actual game mode and not just the editor, it would just overheat and shut off my computer.
Oh.
So I had to wait till I got back here to really boot it up and look around in it.
Okay.
And I'm going to guess firewall or something, because I can't get into any multiplayer matches.
Fuck.
But the editor is great.
How can I play Shoot Mania?
So it was, like, about 5 days ago that I got the email that's like, hey, you signed up for the beta, and you're in. So they just sort of sent me a key, which really it was just a key for a full discount on the Shoot Mania pre-order. So in, I think, maybe, like, a couple of days, if not already, they are just going to, like, straight up open pre-orders, which I think is going to be, like, you pay them to get access to the game, and it's just going to be, like, the beta and up. Because basically it's working now.
When I pay them, do they just give me a wallet full of planets, though, and then tell me to go to their client and buy it with the planets?
No, it gives you a validation key, and then you feed that into your...
Oh, man, when do I get my hands on some planets, then?
I don't know. I don't know if I have any planets yet.
I got loads of coppers.
I think planets is still in the Psychonauts case.
Coppers are purple.
Coppers are... Monkeys are not donkeys. Stop messing with me.
No, in Trackmania. In Trackmania, the original, coppers were purple.
Yeah, well, they also tried to build their own internet.
Yeah.
Because they're wacky. But yeah, fucking Shoot Mania. It feels good. It looks good. Like, I've been just messing around with the other, and that is fun enough. Like, okay, you remember, like, the level editor from Time Splitters?
Yeah. I like that level editor a lot.
It's a lot like that, and it's not as really deep as the, who's it? As, like, Cube or something, so, like you can't tell it to figure out, like, an individual arc mapping for geometry, and also you can't, like, just import anything.
Can you, like, just freely deform terrain?
Well, it works like the terrain deformation worked in Trackmania. So you can kind of be like, okay, I want a mountain over here. And then you sort of figure it out, and some pieces will fit on the side.
Okay. So, like, it's building blocks.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's really good.
Awesome.
Like, it's really, really good.
I'm going to need to double check to see if I actually signed up for that beta. If I didn't, I'm a big dumbo.
I mean, like, that's the other thing. Like, the beta... The beta key that they gave me only lasts for 7 days, so I think I got, like, 2 days left now.
Oh, Christ.
And at that point, they said they would send me an email for how to continue playing. It may be to, like, just give them some money for a regular pre-access key. But maybe they'll give me some sort of discount on it because I was in the beta.
Yeah, I'll give them my money. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I might. And if I'm giving them my money for that, maybe I'll just give them Trackmania 2 as well.
Yeah, Trackmania 2. I mean, I like Trackmania 1 well enough. Trackmania 2.
Get some double button.
Can I tell you about an article of hype?
Sure, what's hype?
Dark Souls Prepare to Die Edition is now for sale.
Sweet.
You can pre-order it.
Yep.
$40.
All right.
Can I tell you about another article of hype?
Sure.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure HD is coming to the Xbox Live Arcade in August 21st.
Hype!
I was expecting you to, like, kind of go nuts about that.
I'm... Hype. Hype, hype. Is that better?
Like, the JoJo's fighting game from the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Is getting an HD remix in, like, a month's time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, we considered watching JoJo's the other night, and then we watched Get a Robo Armageddon again.
Oh, so, man.
I've already had my sort of nostalgia surge of the JoJo's fighting game the other night. And like, an HD remake would be super cool. But
it
it's
is.
Like,
it's not would be. It is.
Well, I mean, like... Okay, yeah, so that's super cool. And it's like, and then you go, oh man, if you're playing as Star Platinum and you're playing as Dio and then you freeze and then the other person freezes and then you have a fight in freeze time, and then that's pretty cool. And then there's that bird named Pet Shop and then
it's totally busted.
And then it's kind of a fighting game.
Yeah.
Now you want to tell me Project Rival Schools Justice is coming out.
Oh man, that would be dope. Yeah. I just have no idea why the fuck, like, Capcom is doing this.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotta be super cheap or something, because I don't know why else they would do it.
Maybe they need to, they feel they need to practice, so they stop fucking up DLC and fighting games.
Yeah, maybe they, like, they know that this is something that people like, so they want people to stop being mad at them.
It could be that. Like, that actually could be it.
Well, they want people to stop being mad at them, they'll... release Monster Hunter in a way that I want it to be.
No, they won't, because that most people won't stop being mad at them if they did that. I mean, Capcom, what's a Capcom? I mean, they're never going to get the Mega Man Legends groups
yeah.
back.
What the fuck, guys? Well, Capcom!
Give me a Power Stone remake. Give me like a Power Stone 3.
I like so many of your properties.
Why you hate us?
Well... Why don't you want me to like you?
Yeah.
I want me to want you.
Dude, you should write pop songs. You sound just airheaded enough. You'll be a hit.
I'll workshop that one. I'll bring it back. Give me like a week to All work right. on that.
I want full drum and bass and like ukulele accompaniment on a medley.
I just meant the lyrics.
Now, also, you need that. No, like, if you have about half of them, and then we'll just space out the parts that you know, I think that'll be good.
And in the meanwhile, we'll put drops.
Yeah. What? The new Sega All-Stars and Sonic, by the way, racing game, where now they're making it like Diddy Kong Racing, so as you race, you transform into planes and boats.
Okay.
And also still don't know why Sonic needs a car. But they got the trailer right, because when they turn into airplanes, Tails wins.
Oh, okay, good.
So this should be all right. Oh, but the trailer had a lot of drops in it.
Okay.
Like every time the vehicle started transforming, like
it was just like
there was like a hold, and then when they hit the road again, it just dropped.
Yeah. Like SSX.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yep.
My Little Pony Fighting Is Magic streamed the other day on Twitch.
Good.
I didn't watch it because that's your domain.
Yeah.
I don't care that much about ponies.
Apparently, like, previews of Watchdog or began. I have Google Alerts set up for these things now, but I haven't exactly read them lately.
Yeah. You've been out of town. You've been out of the studio.
It's like...
Have you been on a wilderness sabbatical?
I am an active Clockworks golem, in that I am constantly wound up.
Okay.
Actually, we did go out into the wilderness. It was muggy.
Yep.
And then it rained on us. And yep. then we saw a turtle. And then went home.
How's the cocaine up there?
cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Fair enough.
I said, fuck your couch.
Okay.
Okay. You think that's good?
I don't know.
I mean... Do we talk about video games?
Yeah, we did.
A little bit.
I want to play a cute game. I want to play a game that's cute.
Yeah, let's play Catpoke.
Oh, fuck! Catpoke! I was looking for that Monster Hunter app that you guys were using for Third the other day.
Yeah.
And I found, like, some kind of knockoff-y RPG with, like, crazy Pokemons on the title screen, and I haven't figured out how to start it because it wants me to put in, like, user information.
Oh,
but, like, it's really cute, and it's got knockoff, like, just unabashedly knock off Pokemon.
Fantastic. If you're looking for like a cute game, have you played Sushi Cat?
No, was that?
It's Pachinko, but instead of like
Yeah, I have played that.
And then you drop that cat, and you will never find a happier or fatter cat.
No, I don't want fat cats. I want cute girls.
Have you? Oh, I had something for this. What was it?
Man, Reseteer would make a really good, like, iOS game.
Probably would, yeah. Cute girls. Where do we get cute girls?
I don't know.
This is a problem man has faced for aeons.
I'll talk to Halsey about it.
I dreamed about Halsey the other night.
Do tell. This will be a good
anecdote. So in my dream, Hachi was
it
like...
It was a dream that you saw.
Yeah. So I was watching this dream the other night, and Hachi sent out, like, boxes of donuts made out of Jell-O.
Okay.
Just sending it out to, like, her internet friends, and that was cool, and I got one, and I was like, oh, man, Hachi's so cool. I should go hang out with her. Oh, she's already hanging out with Halsey. That's cool. I can drop in on both of them.
What?
So I went to, like, the dormitory apartment where they were hanging out, and we were like, oh, hey, this is kind of cool. We're, like, internet friends. Hooray. And then the cops showed up and arrested Halsey for being internet delinquent and being too radical and just like vandalizing all the websites. And he was like, yo, what up, I'm badass. And they carried him out in cuffs.
Yeah, I'm demo scene, you can't stop me.
And then me and Hachi were looking around and I was like, wow, you're like some sort of internet person, your room is a mess. And then we threw a party and then I woke up.
God damn, that's fantastic.
It was a weird dream.
Why haven't you told Halsey that he's a felon yet?
I did, he retreated it.
Oh, I didn't notice.
No, Nanopulp retweeted it.
Mostly we've been talking about dicks.
No, Nanopulp retweeted it, and then Halsey retweeted Nanopulp, because I don't follow Nanopulp anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
This has been Twitter. For more information, check Twitter. Let's fucking wrap this up, because we
hashtag
are nowhere. Shots fired. That didn't work, but
no, it
I'll
didn't
send
work.
You the ringtone file and you can put it in there for some reason.
Okay. Yo, we should.
This is dumb.
Yeah, no, I'm going to cut. There's something you said a while ago that was super incredulous. I'm going to cut it off right after that.
What was it?
I forget.
Shots fired?
No, but it was around that time.
Okay.
That the Fire Nation attacked and everything changed.